always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Now today we are expecting to hear testimonials from potential victims, potentially some character witnesses. Then SBS fate will rest in the hands of the judge. Now remember, he's facing up to 110 years. He was convicted of stealing over $10 billion in funds. That is one of the largest financial frauds ever. The prosecution is looking for 40 to 50 years. The defense, however, seeking just 5 to 6.5. For the judge, the task is going to be balancing retribution with the possibility of rehabilitation. Now the defense, they are arguing there was no harm done to victims, as the bankruptcy process expects to actually return all of those funds. They're also highlighting his neurological issues, which could make prison very difficult. The prosecution, though, they're not buying that no harm argument.
Well, there's an inglorious end to what was at one time a glorious career. Sam Bankman-Fried going down in flames, the young man being sent to being sentenced to a 25-year sentence. We're going to talk to our next guest about some economic matters. May talk a little cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and so on and so forth. Let's get to him right now. He is a new friend of the show, but he was referred by an old friend of the show, referred by our good friend Andrew Krepuschets of Red Balloon. We're going to welcome Mike Ring, CEO of Old Glory Bank. You can look him up online and follow along at home, oldglorybank.com. Mike, good afternoon. Welcome to News Talk STL.
Thank you for having me. Great to talk to you.
So, you know, Mike, let me just start off with a kind of a 35,000 foot question. You know, I'm not going to ask you the specifics of Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX and all that, but what about the subject, Mike, of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin? Is that something that as we get into this concept of a parallel economy alternative of which you all have at Old Glory Bank? Is Bitcoin and crypto something that people should fear, shy away from, or they should investigate and look into more because it could be where we go into the future?
Could I first, like many Americans, express my outrage for such a small sentence?
Yes, please do. Yeah. Happy to hear your opinion on that.
That is disappointing, considering the chaos that he created with all those people who lost their money, but the chaos he created in what should have been a great exchange to help bring people together in cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing how little he received today. And it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what about the concept? What about the concept of crypto, Bitcoin, all the things we hear around it?
Yeah, I mean, can I also say that we like the word freedom economy more than parallel economy? I think freedom economy is actually above the other economy, so we like to use the word freedom economy. I do think, in fact, the infrastructure at Old Glory Bank, we are set up for at the right time to accept crypto for transactions. We have our own version of PayPal. We call it Old Glory Pay. So in addition to Old Glory Bank being an FDIC-insured bank, one branch in Oklahoma, but because of our great online technology, we have customers in all 50 states. Hmm. And we have our own version of PayPal called Old Glory Pay. You can send money to your friends and family. You could buy things with it. And we built from the scratch to accept crypto. And when we were building Old Glory Pay and Old Glory Bank, SBF ruined the industry. And so we have put that on hold. But we do think it will come back around, and we do, and we are a believer that there should be alternative currencies. And so we think at the right time, we'll get regulatory approval and Old Glory Pay. You'll be able to go and buy things with crypto through Old Glory Pay at the right time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Folks, I'm looking at Old Glory Bank's website right now, oldglorybank.com, the pro America online bank, the bank for hardworking, freedom-loving Americans. I see here, Mike, that you have some pretty notable co-founders. The famous country music superstar John Rich, Dr. Ben Carson, Larry Elder, Governor Mary Fallon, former governor of Oklahoma. You know, those are some pretty heavy hitters. That gets people's attention. But, Mike, ultimately, people want to know why should they, as individuals, why should they right now jump on oldglorybank.com and check you all out?
We like to say, and from the day we put this together with our great co-founders, we have preached to our great team, people will come for the brand. We believe people want a bank at a bank that values their values, and we stand with you no matter where you stand. We've got two simple rules at Old Glory Bank. Rule number one is we'll never cancel you for what you believe. And rule number two is when in doubt, see rule number one. So come because we have a bank that values your values, but stay for our products and services. You know, everyone in the sound of my voice, my email is mikering@oldglorybank.com. If you can find any bank that has a better consumer interface, your ability to bank online, let me know, because we have the best and we've only been at this for a year, both for consumer and business. So come because you want to be at a bank that cares about you and won't cancel you for what you believe, but you don't have to sacrifice anything. We have the best products and features. Something as simple as Old Glory Cash In. Very few, if any, banks have this. You can walk into one of 88,000 locations, and deposit cash. So everything you can do online with your phone, deposit checks, pay your bills, send checks, you can now easily walk into one of 88,000 locations, places like Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger's, and deposit cash. So come for the brand because we believe what you believe, but stay for our products and services. There is no friction. There is no giving up anything. The bank at Old Glory Bank, and that's always been our motto.
Mike, I see something here that really caught my attention, and folks of my generation and definitely older, I'm in my early 50s, are concerned about this. I worry that our younger generations are not as concerned as much as they should be. One of the things you have on your website at oldglorybank.com is privacy above all else. Why is that such an important key element to put right on the front page of your first page of your website?
Exactly right. There's no ESG. There's no DEI at Old Glory Bank. There's no social credit score. Three simple letters, Tim. PSL, privacy, security, liberty. Now, we've been preaching this for a couple years, and we feel like the rest of the world has finally caught up to us, especially thanks to Jim Jordan. That March 6th committee report he put out about how FinCEN, the FBI, and employees at the major banks got together and surveilled consumers. Now, listen, if you're a bank and you have a customer that's doing bad things, we have a duty to report that, and we do. We don't let bad people bank at Old Glory Bank. But to think that these big banks were actually surveilling and providing information to the government of people not doing bad things is what is really scary. And if you have not read that report, you know, your audience, at least read the last 20 pages of it. It's only 56 pages. It is disturbing, the emails you see that went on, and no one knew about it until now.
Yeah, Mike, I'm a former state legislator, and I now work in a lot of public policy and political. I work on a lot of public policy and political projects in addition to the radio show here. So I'm becoming more aware and educated on ESG. But I know for a lot of people, that's an acronym that's still pretty confusing. Mike, could you explain to our audience, how insidious is ESG? What's it stand for? And why is it so entrenched in our current banking system versus what Old Glory Bank does?
Oh, that's a great question. You're right. We throw it out there and we forget it's really a weird term. So it stands for environmental, social, and governance. Now, the third part, governance, should actually be good, but we'll hold that for last because they've made it bad. So what the movement was to have folks stop talking about owners and stockholders and instead start talking about stakeholders. Now, what is a stakeholder? I don't know. But, you know, the people who own a big company are their stockholders, and the people who govern it are the board. But now there's this concept of stakeholders, and stakeholders are the environment. So we've got to make sure our companies, so the left says, care more about the environment than putting affordable food and fuel in our families' homes. Mm-hmm. Second thing is social. That's your DEI, your diversity, equity, mm-hmm. and inclusion. That is the concept where companies have to put diversity, equity, inclusion ahead of merit. Now, who wants to fly in an airplane? Who wants to go into a hospital where they put social engineering ahead of merit?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yikes.
And who wants to bank at a bank where we're picking and choosing winners based on DEI as opposed to merit? And then the last thing, governance, you know, everyone wants great governance at a company. In fact, if you know, Sam Bankman-Fried had better governance at his company, it wouldn't have happened. But what happened instead is they don't say governance in the traditional sense, like we want strong governance and we want strong controls. They say, oh no, you need a certain number of women, you need a certain number of minorities, et cetera, on your board. That's the governance they talk about. So that's the ESG that has been, I believe, gutting companies. And I think it actually happens from the middle up. A lot of great strategy happens from the top down. The leaders pick it. But this has been happening from the middle up. These young folks coming into the workforce are putting ESG. And if you read a lot of these, like from the Twitter files to the Jim Jordan, it wasn't the top of the companies. It's these, and even at Disney, it's these middle managers who have been making these mistakes and letting these young folks push ESG instead of merits and what's best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. We are speaking to Mike Ring, CEO of Old Glory Bank, the freedom alternative to your traditional banking. Mike, before I let you go, would you please take a minute to go through, I'm looking at the website, oldglorybank.com. You offer everything a traditional bank does and so much more, don't you? Why don't you give the folks, once again, all the services and options that they have with Old Glory Bank?
Thank you for that opportunity, Tim. So yes, everything you get at your normal walk-in bank, you can now get online. Your bank is in your pocket, from debit cards to credit cards. We've got a great home loans program. Everything is fast, and you talk to just one person. So if you're looking for a home loan, we are as competitive with everyone, but do business with a bank that believes what you believe in. We have Old Glory Cash In that most banks don't have. Plus we have Old Glory Pay, so you can truly send money to your friends and family. Don't use PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Those people don't love you. We love you. And so use Old Glory Pay. Open up an account and start using our products, please. I promise you, you will love the service. And you can do it slow. It's not like changing your cell phone. You don't have to go all at once. You can try before you buy. Open up an account, start using it, and then if we earn your business, which I believe we will, you'll move all of your business to Old Glory Bank, is my hope.
It looks fantastic. It looks really easy to use, and it's all protected from the woke-autocracy. OldGloryBank.com. Mike Ring, CEO of Old Glory Bank, our guest this afternoon. Mike, thanks so much for joining us, and hope to have you back on again soon sometime.
I would love to, Tim. Thank you, and great show. I really appreciate what you do.
Yeah, thank you as well.